Rob Parsh. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. I'm the host of this show. Welcome back, folks. This week, we got some audio from the Trump rally. Yeah, I went down and checked out the Donald Trump rally in Tampa this past Tuesday, and it was an event to behold, boy. I'll tell you what, I knew it was going to be crowded. I had no idea the amount of people that were going to show up there. It was intense. It was as big of a crowd as I've ever seen in my life for definitely a political rally, for sure. I mean, it was an event. There was people tailgating. There was people selling MAGA hats when you started to go into the parking lot, selling waters for $5, people drinking beers. I saw a guy with, you know, one of those helmets where you put the beer cans in and you drink the beers from the hat. Hilarious. Classic. There was a guy doing that. Talked to some folks. I was, you know, kind of shocked that, and maybe it's just because I wasn't, didn't have the time to maybe seek out as many people. I should have got there. I got there hours early. No, that's not true. Gates opened at 4. I didn't get there till almost 5 o'clock. Now I'm thinking about it. But I intended to leave, you know, get there early. I figured I'd have plenty of time. But I saw people on social media already there at, you know, noon. And I was like, uh-oh, I probably should have went way earlier for this. But I talked to some folks, most pretty normal. I got a Black Lives Matter guy. I got a guy that was wearing a Confederate flag. I got a black libertarian. I got a black lady. I got just some dude who was really boring, white dude, average Trump supporter guy. He's not very good. I probably won't even play that. So I got some interesting folks. So we're going to go through those, talk to real people that were at the Trump rally in Tampa this past week. I had tickets. I signed up for tickets to get in. I wanted to go inside and see Trump and, you know, get an Instagram shot and all that. But they oversold the event. You know, tickets were free, of course, but they, you know, make more tickets than they have seats. It was at the Expo Center at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and I think that building holds about 12,000. I think we looked it up, and I'm not even kidding. There was... It's tough to estimate, but I would say at least 30,000 people there when I showed up. And when I left, there were still people pulling in traffic, trying to get into the damn thing. So it was pretty crazy, man. I, of course, had some friends of mine, what are you doing there? Why are you there? It's like, because it's the goddamn president. He's in Tampa. And I went to get audio. That's what I really went for. But what are you implying? I feel like they have some motive there, like they're trying to imply something. So, you know, I'm not playing this game anymore where you can't even, you know, be associated with these things or you're, you know, there's perceived undertones to it. Screw you. This guy's the president of the United States, whether you like it or not, and he's going to be, and for at least a few more years at the very least. and I wanted to see him. You know, if Obama was there, I would have went and saw that too and got audio. So I don't like your accusing tones, friends of mine. St. Petersburg police discover a hidden camera in the Casita Taqueria bathroom. Oh, boy. Casita Taqueria owners Don and Gwen Arvin told Bay News 9 that a male employee has been fired and trespassed from all of their restaurants after St. Petersburg police said on this past Saturday they found a cell phone and camera recording video in the bathroom. "He was like family to us," the Arvin said in a statement. "We're devastated by this and obviously had no knowledge. We contacted police immediately." An employee who was cleaning the restroom at the location at 2663 Central Avenue in St. Pete's Grand Central District discovered the device on Saturday. When she grabbed the cell phone, she realized it was recording live. The man said, "No, it's just my subscription to Women's Bathroom Channel." No, he didn't say that. Yolanda Fernandez said that that's when she started looking around for the camera and found it. Fernandez also said that detectives took the camera and cell phone into evidence and that the police haven't been able to identify any video voyeurism victims or develop a suspect because detectives are waiting for a search warrant. In the meantime, Fernandez said anyone who has recently visited that Casita location in Grand Central and used a bathroom believes they might be a victim should contact the police. "It's a safe bet to say that if you visited the restroom while you were at their restaurant in the last few days," she said, "maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you feel like you might have been victimized, then go ahead and give us a call." Do they even need, you know, to put these people through this? Can't they just say, "All right, here's video of a lady's butt, and that one's got a birthmark on it. That one has a weird, some sort of stain of some kind. I don't know what that is on it. This is another person." And just, you know, charge them with these different counts. No need to, you know, drag these poor ladies involved in this, having to show their faces and all that. But yeah, what a creep. So if you visited the Casita bathroom, you exposed yourself to a weirdo. All right, also from Creative Loafing this week, the bastion of journalistic integrity. I know all those people, great people, but they're all lunatics. But this is coming from them. Tampa's Homeland Security ICE protesters have been arrested. Six of them U-locked themselves to each other in pairs in front of the entrance of the ICE office in Tampa. Wheat pasted on the ground in front of them were their paper hearts used to symbolize children separated from their parents and guardians as part of the Trump administration immigration policies. I think that was not Trump's. But anyway, it was just a policy going on. Anyway, the action worked, Creative Loafing said. It didn't. According to the Tampa Bay Times, police moved in around 1 p.m. to cut the locks and arrest the six protesters. Tampa Police Captain Carlos Rodriguez, who was monitoring the situation, said he repeatedly told the protesters that they needed to leave because they were on private property. Now they face charges of trespassing after a warning. The protesters' mini tent city has also been dismantled. The idea to lock themselves outside of the office happened on Monday morning, by one of the protesters. She added that the move was a reaction to the Trump's administration failure to meet the second deadline to reunite immigrant children with their parents on Thursday. According to a New York magazine, though the administration claimed success and the U.S. District Judge Dana Sabraw even said that they gave credit for reuniting 1,442 children and five and older with families on Friday, there were 650 children still in government custody. CL reached out to one of the arrested protesters and will update the post, blah, 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 blah. Is it possible these 650 may not be children of some of these people across the border? There is a problem with people just taking kids and trafficking them across the borders because they know it's an open door if they do so. So that could be a reason why. I don't know that for sure, but that was the news that I liked from Tampa this week. So they arrested those people, and you know, it's gotten to the point, I talked to this Black Lives Matter activist down at the Trump rally, and he advocated for open borders. We're going to hear that very soon, because it's gotten to the point now where if it's anything that the president supports, they support the opposite. It doesn't matter what it is, just on principle, because they hate this dude that much. It's really strange to watch. But anyway, this podcast is brought to you by Taphouse 61, taphouse61.com. That's the website, 2061 Central Avenue. Check out trivia on Wednesday nights. They're also now delivering food with Bite Squad. So if you haven't checked out their kitchen yet, don't feel like leaving your house. Why don't you just go and call it in? You know, get yourself a nice sandwich and, you know, just lay on your couch and watch your life, you know, fleet away moment by moment. It's good. 2061 Central Avenue, taphouse61.com.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
All right. So, yes, I did go by the Trump rally. We're going to have audio from these folks that were out there. I talked to protesters. I talked to supporters. And this first one I want to get to, we're going to talk to protester Don first. Don had his kids holding stupid signs and was walking around through the crowd, not antagonizing, but just, you know, showing his sign to everybody, and people were chanting USA, USA at him. And talk to him for a second. Had a nice Freudian slip there. See if you can catch it. Let's hear protester Don.
Just trying to see what's going on and maybe try to change some minds.
Okay.
Probably not.
You have a sign, and it says, history will say MAGA equals KKK.
All right.
Oh, MAGA hat will equal KKK hood. Now, what brought you to that conclusion?
I just think that, okay, look at 1933 Germany. Hitler was elected democratically, right?
Hillary was elected democratically? See, here's the problem, too, is people don't have adrenaline control. They're on edge. No matter who they're talking to, they think they're out to get them. I'm a neutral party there. I'm not trying to get anybody, but I love it when people screw up. Pretty hilarious.
A lot of the people, you know, they just said, I get it. A lot of the people are just looking for certain issues, but you got to take the whole picture.
What's been going on that you think that that Trump's done that's kind of equates to, you know, Nazism or KKK kind of policies?
Violation of human rights. And
Like what?
Like, we'll just take separating kids at the border for a misdemeanor offense and taking the kids away. I mean, if you're okay with that, I think there's maybe something wrong with you.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of pushback for that. I know that's kind of been on its way to becoming reversed. I mean, isn't that a good thing?
Well, no, because it's still done and it's not getting fixed. Look, I know most people on the right are really good people. I'm just worried that they're a little blind to what's really going on. And I think the Mueller investigation will show it. And I think, look at the Manafort trial. But if you really look a little bit closer, here's a guy, Trump, who, you know, was bankrupt many times. And the thing that bothers me the most is the money laundering. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't a Hillary fan. But, you know, I would have been fine with Marco Rubio, would have been fine with some of the others. But this is maybe a bridge too far.
I see. And is there anything else that you've found that's been egregious to you? Any other policies?
Oh, yeah, the taxes, the judge appointments, just about everything. So how about this? Here's a little anecdote for you. You might be able to edit out. On Facebook, I see all my friends going to Europe and just putting on Europe. Oh, my God, like, look at the cities, look at the trains. This is beautiful. Oh, my God, it's amazing all over Western Europe. And, you know, guess what? It's taxes. I mean, look at the, you know, I think one of the sad things is people, not many people here get to travel. I was just in Asia last month, and it's just, you know, we're delusional to think that we have the best, you know, in the world. We don't.
Right.
Yeah. Only place in the world you can go bankrupt by getting sick, lose everything you have.
Are you nervous at all walking around with that sign?
No, not at all. These people, good people on both sides, man.
So, yeah, that was Don. Said a lot of stuff without saying anything at all. God bless him, though. He's, like I said, just people are just so on edge that it's hard for them to articulate. They're thinking that everybody's out to get them. And it was a tense atmosphere, even though it was jovial. But I wanted to seek out some black Trump supporters because of how rare they are. And it was like finding a needle in a haystack. A lot of honkies at the Trump rally, believe it or not. But I did find a few. Let's talk to Carol.
That's correct.
How does it feel to be in the sea of honkies right now?
Well, I have been in this. I've had that question asked before.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What I swing to the reporter up in D.C. was, I'm with Americans.
Yes.
Hell
that's
yeah.
All I can say.
Absolutely, absolutely. What brings you out today?
Well, I came down from the swamp to visit my friend that's down here. We heard of the Trump rally and came down here to be a part of it. Got to give him a shout out for the economy.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
African-American unemployment is an all-time record high.
Why don't more black folks support the president, do you think?
Because of CNN, MSNBC, you know, they actually watch that garbage.
Yeah.
I think some of it's what she says. It's I come from a Democrat family, mm-hmm. mom, dad, daughter. I think the problem is that you've been trained to be a Democrat as if you're a slave on a plantation, and it's very hard for you to leave that. Scary. They trust the lies that the Democrats have been telling them,
sure.
and they're going to stay there. It's yeah. nothing I can do. I argue all the time. It's nothing I can do.
Do you believe in the Russian collusion thing?
No. And what if I had, the funny thing is, I had a friend who is a New York reporter, and when he won that same night, he said, "We're going to impeach him." Where was he getting that from? I didn't even know what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
What
are we getting that from? The same night.
Where did all the hate come from for Trump? Because I feel like, especially in the black community, there's like rap songs that were titled Donald Trump. There was a Mac Miller song called Donald Trump. And he was kind of worshipped almost to a certain extent in that community. And all
Correct.
Of a sudden, he ran for president and they hated him.
So I've always said that if you run for as a Republican, be prepared that you're going to be called a racist. Be prepared. Now, when Donald Trump decided to do it the first time, I said that. And everybody was like, no, he's not a racist. Everybody said it. Second time when he ran and they knew he was for real, all of a sudden he's a racist.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I can go through the list. George Bush, racist. But Ronald Reagan, racist. I mean, I'm a mathematician. It's not always the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not always the same. You can't tell me that.
How tough is Thanksgiving dinner for you when you go home and you're a Trump supporter and you go home and have to deal with your family? How hard is that?
I've been a Republican since the first George Bush, so they're kind of used to me.
Okay.
They try to avoid having conversations with me about it, so we agree to disagree.
Got used to it over the years, yeah. Well, that's good. As long as you keep it civil, that's all that matters.
So there we go. Carol was definitely one of the few black people there. I did find another one, though. But let's talk to, how about, where is he? Confederate flag. What's his name? Donnie. This dude was carrying around a Confederate flag. And I wanted to ask him about it. What's the deal with your Confederate flag, dude?
Confederate flag on your shirt. That's a hot button topic now. Can you kind of explain what it means to you?
Well, being the founder of the Hillsborough, Florida Flaggers, the logo I have on this shirt, I'm a lieutenant in the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Judah P. Benjamin camp, so... I'm a descendant of Confederate ancestors, so I'm out to protect all American historical veterans monuments, anything American history we need to preserve, and that's the main reason I founded the Hillsborough, Florida Flaggers.
What do you say? I think some of the criticism is that flag belongs in a museum and maybe not displayed out in public because they were the enemies of America at a certain point.
This is what they say, and you say that flag. We don't say that flag. We honor the flag as historical American history.
Mm-hmm.
So when anyone brings up the racism fact of it and all, racism is a big part of some of the things that people do in America. But it's not just a white thing, you know what I'm saying? And we're not out to prove anything or disprove anything. We're just out to honor our grandfathers, right? And let's come back to the enemy of America. First of all, there was never a Confederate soldier, officer, anybody that was tried or convicted for treason. Those men were technically fighting for their own country, the Confederate States of America, because secession is and was legal then, today.
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever had any problems when you're wearing your Confederate flag hat? It seems like it's so incendiary today.
No. Only people that have problems is the people that carry problems. I'm willing to talk to anyone. I'm a grandfather of a biracial family, so people see me when I'm out with my family. I have biracial grandchildren, biracial wife. I'm not out to prove that I'm a racist because I'm not. I'm not out to prove that I'm not a racist because I'm not.
They're too normal. I mean, that seems reasonable to me. I don't know. Maybe it's not. What do you think? 813-693-2124. That's the text and voicemail line here. If you want to leave a message, tell me about things that you're hearing. What's your opinion of the Confederate flag, of Donald Trump, of the rally in Tampa? If you were there, tell me what you saw. We got a few more here. This next one is a man named Greg. And I did go over to that First Amendment zone. Greg is the head of Black Lives Matter Tampa. When I came up to him, he agreed to talk to me, and then he was kind of wrapping up his chant with his megaphone, and he said he'd be right back. And then there was this kid who kept going over and trying to take pictures, you know, with the protests. He had a Trump hat on. I mean, I'm talking a kid, like a little boy, and his dad was taking photos. It's kind of a douchey thing to do. But anyway, I got the little skirmish there at the beginning, and nothing, you know, no pushes, no, just a little bit of jawing there at the beginning, and then I talked to Greg about his point of view of Donald Trump in Tampa.
When do we want it?
Now!
If we don't get it,
shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
I'm not near you. You're actually telling your son to come near me.
Why?
What's the... That's what you're teaching your son. That's why we're in this position. Yeah, go ahead, take a picture.
Where are you from? Why are you
subjecting your son to that type of, like, the division you're causing in your little son with depression? Cool. Because you know what? You can't be there all his life. And what you're teaching him, he's going to not be, you're not going to be around to protect him one day.
Where are you from?
All right? Don't worry about where I'm
from. No, I'm just asking. I'm not against you.
He think it's a joke.
I'm not against
it's
you.
It's a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm not talking to you. It's a joke.
I'm not against you. It's not a joke.
Look, he's teaching his son like this is a joke.
Asking.
Having his son take
it.
I know.
I'm just asking.
You're doing great. We love you.
Can we talk real quick?
Sure.
What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, you okay with this being on the radio?
Sure.
So what brings you here to the rally today?
You know, anywhere Trump is, we want to make it so that he has no place. You know what I mean? No place in public. We don't want to hear his policies. And when people gather and to support him, then we're going to be right here too. You know what I mean?
What policies don't you like of his?
All of them. He's very divisive. His foreign policies, the tariff situation, everything for him is a political. You know what I mean? Everything for him is about how it affects him and how it's going to affect his businesses. And I'm tired of him duping people into thinking that it's all about them, it's all about America and all of that, and it's not at all. It's all about Trump. The policy, let's talk about the what's going on right now with ICE. Even though I know that policy wasn't put into motion under his administration, but I do know that his rhetoric and the way he's empowered ICE and that situation has caused a lot of grief. Hundreds of kids not being with their families still to this day, even though they had a deadline to reunite them. It's come to light that some of those kids will never see their parents again. You know, so punishing the kids for what their parents done is just not right. That's just one of his many policies that I don't like.
Would you advocate for open borders?
Yeah, why not? Who created a border anyway? Who created a border? Man created a border. We created that. Right. You know what I mean?
Are you out here with a particular group?
Yes, Black Lives Matter Tampa.
Okay. And is this the whole Black Lives Matter, this whole group, or is there separate?
A whole bunch of organizations here. A lot of people, a lot of organizations don't agree with his policies, and people are going to voice their opinions.
I don't think Greg really feels that way. I think Greg only feels that way because Trump is the opposite of that. They're just getting on board with whatever this guy is for, we will be against just on principle alone because of hate. That's a feeling that I get anyway. Maybe he's thought about it, you know, a lot and has came to that conclusion. But I could just tell by the way he was kind of fidgeting around and didn't come up with a answer right away. I think that's the case. 813-693-2124. So this last clip I want to play is with Black Libertarian Rick. Rick, I found right after I talked to Greg. He was kind of checking out the protesters, taking pictures, and let's see what Black Libertarian Rick has to say.
So how does it feel being in this sea of honkies?
I got no redneck jokes, okay? I'm actually pretty impressed.
Yeah.
That the red hat numbers are very strong.
It's insane. I couldn't believe it.
There's enough awakening. With Trump in office, every day is an awakening. People are coming to higher levels of truth to understand this two-party charade they're having in in our you know, legislation.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you support Trump? Are you a Trump supporter?
Oh, absolutely. I am a libertarian at heart.
What do you think about the protesters here today?
I'm happy and sad to see them. You know, we have a Second Amendment, First Amendment, you know, I should say. And, you know, it's great to see them here. It's troubling, though. I think in any event that I went to on the Republican side, they had us in a freedom of speech zone, mile away. You know, they allow these guys to come right up.
Right.
They're
I
right
mean, they're
here.
Still pretty far back. They're
far back. Far back. That ain't a mile, dog.
Yeah. I know. You know, I feel you. But
yeah, so I think that's interesting in itself. I didn't expect to see them, you know, as it were, again. So
I'm surprised there's not more, to be honest with you. There's probably, what would you say, 200, maybe?
If that. But that's good. They're exercising their opinion, and their opinion is needed. You know, we need to have this dialogue.
Did you grow up in a more of a conservative home?
No, I was a Democrat, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like going home on Thanksgiving now when you got to see your family? What's a conversation like?
It's me. It's like me against the world. I enjoy educating them.
Last question for you before I let you go here. I saw a dude walking around with a Confederate flag. What's your stance on that as an African-American?
Well, history isn't taught to us the way it needs to be taught. I think the Confederate flag has its place in American history. We need to have that dialogue. If we remove the flag, then we lose the opportunity for that dialogue. One, two. We need to respect what the South was trying to do. And as both parties said, Lincoln and Grant, they all said this isn't about slavery. This is about keeping the country together.
I think Lincoln had a quote that said if he didn't have to free one slave to win this war, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, you know, 1% of the population owned slaves at the time. Slavery was going to be abolished anyway. There was just last holdouts. I think it's another Bankster ploy to capture the narrative.
What do you think black folks overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party?
Black people are emotional people. They think with the heart. So emotional people are easy to control. Any race of people that are across the world. So then they play to that band.
Why do you think black people are more emotional than other folks?
Because to exist on the planet, I think Africa is the motherland. So then to exist on this planet, what came first, intellect or heart? So out of emotion, we can build things and do many things. So then what subject? Emotion or intellect, you know. So I think first man has to be emotion. Yeah.
All right, there you go, Rick, with some interesting viewpoints there. But that's what I found. That was probably some of the weirdest interactions that I've had, and that's pretty normal. People talking openly and just talking about how they feel. So that's cool. What did you go to the Trump rally? What did you see? 813-693-2124. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TRUV is in victory. Y salonandspa.com. Botox Lady is coming this month, so make sure you get some poison injected into all your wrinkles and just deaden any expression on your face. Just make it so nobody knows what you're thinking or feeling, but you look great. I'm actually a strong advocate for Botox. That's right. And you can get it at Truvy Salon and Spa every month. The Botox Lady comes by. But if you want a haircut, your nails did, you know, you want to treat yourself, you want to feel good. And if you want to feel good, you need to look good. If you want to look good, you got to go see Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, here in St. Petersburg. Make your appointment today, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Do you know what a sugar baby is? I didn't until earlier this week when we talked about it on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio show, Midnights 102.5 The Bone, TheBoneOnline.com. I co-host that show with Anna Hummel, and this week we talked about sugar babies. What is a sugar baby, you ask? Well, let's listen to the clip and find out what the hell a sugar baby is. And why it involves me.
William.
Yes.
You posted something on Instagram today. And I read it twice.
Yep.
Do you have it in front of you?
I can find it real quick.
All
yes.
Right. Yeah. So Will is on Bumble, if you don't know what that is. It is a dating app. And I guess this girl reached out to you first. Is this the first interaction that you have?
Yes.
This is her first message to you.
This is the first
message
to me.
This is her opener. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So it is a cute young lady.
Okay.
Who I was like, oh, look at, okay. I was kind of excited. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I got a message and it says, companion, ? Or sugar baby?
What?
And I said, what's that supposed to mean?
Mm.
And she said, simply, I get paid for my time.
Oh.
And I said, oh, hell yeah. I actually also get paid for my time. I specialize in cute, petite black women. Maybe we can work out some sort of barter system. To which, she did not reply back to me.
Did she delete?
No.
Okay, okay, she didn't delete.
Yeah, so this could perhaps work out some sort of barter.
Mm.
Not looking good.
Interesting.
I would say overall for me, but hey, you never know. Maybe something could happen. So I was wondering, is this something that happened to anybody else? Because if you recall, remember they shut down Craigslist for prostitution because people were just setting up dates and
oh, no, I didn't hear about this at all. Craigslist. No, was this in Florida or this is in general?
I think it was nationwide.
Okay.
And then there was a site called Backpage.
I do remember Backpage, yes.
And that was pretty much catered to prostitutes looking for clients. And then they could kind of, you know, that would be their intermediary. Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
To find clients. And
sure.
They would contact each other and set up dates. And that's how it would work. But then the government shut down Backpage. So now I'm thinking that these ladies are moving to these Tinders and Bumbles
right.
to try to find clients now.
Interesting. Dude, I feel like you need to dig deeper into this. You need to feign interest, serious interest, because we need content for this program.
Yes, absolutely.
And I also want to see what this inner life of it's a sugar baby, right? The sugar baby to the sugar daddy. Is that what it is? That's the relationship.
Yeah, so she didn't answer. She didn't. I don't know what the difference between a companion or sugar baby is. I'm assuming a sugar baby means that I just buy her stuff and she hangs out with me.
Yeah, it's basically like an explicit trade for, it seems like, sex or, as she's saying, time.
Time.
My time.
Right.
For, I don't know if it's necessarily cash money. Maybe it's gifts. Maybe it's handbags.
iTunes gift cards.
Almost said the S word. Yes, stuff like that. And to me, there really is no difference possibly between prostitution and sugar baby, sugar daddy relationships, right?
Right, right. I would say that's fair. Also, but I don't understand why. I think prostitution should be legal.
Sure.
I don't really see a problem with it if it's two consenting adults dealing in a business transaction.
Same, same. Agreed.
I mean, because you talk about pornography. That's people having sex for money on the internet or on video.
I looked that up about 4 years ago. All of a sudden, I was watching porn, and I'm like, how is this not illegal? They're doing this in the United States. It's fine.
United States,
the thing is that the consumer, I believe, is not the person that is paying the woman, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, she's an entertainer. She's getting paid by a company, not by the man she's having sex with.
But that's a loophole. That's not.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course it's a loophole.
Really.
100%. She is essentially a prostitute. What is a prostitute? Let's look it up. The actual definition. I think it's just someone who has sex for money, right? Prostitute.
MW.com, dictionary.com.
A person, in particular, a woman who engages in sexual activity for payment. 100%. Then every porn star is a prostitute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, by definition.
By
right.
definition. Offer someone for sexual activity in exchange for payment. Thereby, ergo, these sugar babies, if they are in fact having sex with these men, are 100% prostitutes.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think this is legal. I'm pretty sure if I reported her to Bumble, her account would be deleted at this point. But no, but maybe not, because there was no talk of money exchange.
No.
Because if it's a gift card or something like that, does that count as money? It's not really U.S. dollars. I think that would be a way to get around it.
It says for payment. So I don't know if it's in exchange. But then again, like, when you think about it a little bit deeper, aren't aren't all men paying for sex in one way or another?
There you go. That's the old saying,
I take
right?
you out to dinner and I wine and dine you and then you have sex with me, but I wanted to have sex with you because that I find you attractive. I like that you're generous. It's not an explicit exchange of money. I've had this conversation tons and tons of times. And often it's like, if you even just break it down, women are attracted to men with resources, right? So they like men that have money, that have the nice cars. Maybe they're sleeping with them because they're attracted to their ambition and they're attracted to their resources and their ability to provide. But then it gets to be very murky, very gray, where it's kind of in the middle. And I definitely think that there is a difference between someone who's wined and dined and has sex versus someone who just has sex explicitly for money, right? She even said, I don't want your companionship, right?
Well, she said companion question mark.
Okay. Well, let's say she's a sugar baby, right? She's not interested in companionship. She's only interested in maybe the sex money exchange, in which case that is, I would say, different than a normal relationship.
Yes. Yeah, obviously, because there's no emotion involved
sure.
in it. It's just the pure carnal desire that's being fulfilled there.
Mm. All right. Let's take this phone call. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, this is Josh.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I was just want to put in for that what Will was talking about with the fumble.
Yes, the sugar baby, sugar daddy relationship. Have you been a sugar daddy before, sir?
No. I just wanted to put in just that cops usually do that for like entrapment. You know, he got to watch out too.
Oh, really? Yeah, but I thought that was illegal. Is an entrapment illegal?
I don't know, but I know cops be doing that, you know, try to get guys to lure in.
He's not like on a pedophile site. He's not like picking up hookers on the side of the road. Like, he's just on Bumble.
Yeah, it says her she's of age anyway. She's over 18.
And she started the conversation.
That's what, I don't know.
This guy's a narc.
They usually do that.
You gotta rat me out, brother.
All right,
man. Later.
Great call.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is in this case. I think though that because these other sites are being shut down, I think they're having to move to these dating sites to see what they can get. I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? You just swipe on everybody, and if a dude, you know, has a boner enough for this lady, they might consider paying for it.
Yeah. My question to these women are, do they consider themselves prostitutes? Because I would argue that they do not. And what I've heard, because I've watched a few different, I don't want to say documentaries, but interviews and the like, where they say, I'm giving my time and they're giving me, they're sponsoring me, whatever sort of euphemism you want to say.
Before she deletes me, you know what I should do?
What?
Ask her to call into this show.
You absolutely should.
Maybe
you need to do
break.
A little finagling.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to want
to. That's a payer, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. She's going to want payment. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
Hey.
Oh.
I'm going to talk about the Bumble thing.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so you guys have it right. The sugar baby is the girl, and then the sugar daddy is the dude.
Right, we figured it out.
Right, so. Mm-hmm. I'm around 19 or 20, and I know a lot of, like, youngish, like, 18 to 25-year-old girls that do this with no shame at all.
Okay, really? And they consider themselves sugar babies? Do they think it's kind of, I don't want to say think it's kind of funny, but almost like they're getting one up on the guy, or this is so easy, all I have to do is just, like, hang out with them. Do they say that they explicitly have sex with these people, with these men?
I don't think so, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. I've heard a few different things happen here. Number one, the women will often say that they're, you know, they're just spending time with these men. So they may be having sex with them. They may be not. For me, I am so curious for the situations where they are not having sex. You know, what is going on there? Because if they're saying, I don't have sex with these men, A, they're either obviously lying about it, or B, are they just promising it's going to happen in the future? Like, if you get me this, I'll have sex with you. If you get me that, I'll have sex with you in the future. So I wonder what's going on there, because I know that there are situations where the women are not having sex with them.
Yeah, definitely. I've talked about my friend that I'm really close with that has this fetish with financial domination, where he just gives girls money with no expectation of any sex happening.
Now, is this like electronic money, or are they actually spending time with each other, or?
I don't. We did talk about it, but I was very, very drunk when he talked to me about it. I think he likes the idea of giving them cash,
okay,
or having them ask him for money. I think that's what he really likes, because that, you know, he has
with
that
no sex.
No sex is involved.
Can I have his number?
Sure. Yeah. I asked him to give me money. I was like, come on, daddy, give me some money. Sure. He's like, don't do that.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can you turn down your radio, please, sir?
Yes, I did. I just called it.
All right, cool.
There you go.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to make a comment.
Yes, please.
About the sugar babies and the sugar daddies.
Yes, sir. Okay, go ahead.
All right. When I was single, I was looking, you know, for dating, and I was in Badu and Plenty of Fish. I bumped into this girl that she sent me pictures of her as an officer. And she works at the place where I go and pick up gasoline.
Okay.
But then she came up with a story that she was out there, like, in Libya or something, and she was involved, like, with diamonds and stuff, and
okay,
she couldn't get back to the United States.
Oh.
And she was trying to get me out of money.
Oh.
Is this Largo?
Yeah.
It's calling. Yeah. You have a very similar story to Largo.
So did you give her money?
No, I never did. I went into a couple of girls, you know, that they would send me pictures and all that, and they were, like, reeling me in, and then they would start asking for money.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a pitch.
And you never gave a dollar, right?
Oh, I never gave a dollar.
Yeah. Good on you.
I just went out with a couple of them on dates.
Yeah, made them pay.
All they wanted was just sex, you know?
All they wanted for sex from you?
Yes. Yeah, they're out there on Badu and Plenty of Fish, but to go on dates, but only for sex.
But so did they want anything in return? Did they want money, or they just wanted to bang you because you're super hot?
I'm super hot, but they're just there, just, you know, to bang. You take them out on a date, take them out to an expensive restaurant.
I see.
You know, like
right.
Anna was saying,
okay,
you pay for it no matter what.
Sure, you pay for it no matter what. But yeah, they didn't want any sort of emotional attachment. That sounds like a great sort of settlement for you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to comment on that it is out there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I see it all the time. I hear about it all the time. Thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Plenty of Fish is trash ass for dating sites, boy.
I was on it for maybe, I'm not kidding, 7 hours.
It's scary.
This was when I was in Michigan. I felt like I was walking down a dark alleyway, and people were just hollering, hooting and hollering, Hey, girl. And I was like, I got to delete this ASAP, Rocky. I'm going back to Tinder where I feel safe. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
He's listening to
this.
There we go. Hey, turn on your radio, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay. What's up?
All right. All right.
What's going on? Down, brother? What can we do you for?
Talking about. What's up, man? You guys are just talking about those.
Yeah, sugar baby, sugar daddy. Yeah, did you ever have sex for money or give money for sex?
Oh, actually, like my girlfriend.
All right. Yeah, you're done. I'm sorry, dude. No, thank you. I'm not in the mood for that tonight. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I want to hear from people who have been involved in sugar baby, sugar daddy relationships, or maybe you know somebody. I want you to rat out your girlfriend. You don't have to give her name. Maybe she kind of told you that she was kind of low on cash, and I'm sure this is a great outlet for a lot of girls. Absolutely.
I mean, you could probably pay your rent, get your meals paid for, get taken out every day of the week. You probably don't have to work. You just have to give up your butt every now and again.
I saw the most. It was horrendous. I was working in a bar in Detroit, and I saw this girl who was so freaking young. I mean, I had to check her ID twice. She was like 23, like mixed girl, beautiful, sits at the bar, and she is met, I am not kidding, this is not hyperbole, he was 85 years old.
Nice.
I'm not kidding. And at first I was like, maybe, you know, I mean, she's maybe she's from a biracial relationship and this is her maternal grandfather. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when they started doing shots, I thought something was up.
I can't imagine. Did he? Was he a small man? Was he frail 85?
I mean, not too. He wasn't like on the verge of death, but yeah. he had no more than 5 years left on his belt. And I'd never gotten a tip so big before. He gave me $400.
And neither did she later tonight. You know what I'm saying,
gave
sister?
Me $400. And I don't want to say I'm proud of this, but this is what happened. He gave me $100 bill.
Nice.
Right?
Hell yeah.
And I assumed that he was cashing out. He's like, here you go. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll get your bill. And he's like, no, that's for you. I was like,
sweet.
What? I was like, he was getting Budweiser's. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, that's for you. And I was like, okay. And then he kept giving the girl $100 bills to give to me, and he wanted her to put it, like, in my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And he's like, you know, and she says to me, you know, he wants me to put this in your shirt. Would that be okay? I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, 100, for 100.
And it's so funny how quickly your standards loosen up when big money is involved. I ended up getting, like, $450 from this guy. It was insane.
I'm telling you, if I'm alone when I'm older, which it's looking like I probably will be, I'm going to be that guy. If I have no kids or grandkids to leave my things to, my possessions that I've worked so hard for,
right.
I'm just going to give it to cute girls at the bar. Why not?
Why not, man? He probably had, like, his wife was probably dead, or maybe he was never married. He was going to die anyways. Why not enjoy himself?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sugar babies. I learned what sugar babies are, and it makes me sad. I'll tell you that much. 813-693-2124. You ever had a sugar baby experience? Have you ever been a sugar daddy? Call in. Tell me about it. 813-693-2124. This podcast is brought to you by homemadepodcasts.com. Have you ever thought about doing a podcast? Don't know how to do it? Don't know where to start? Give me a call. I can help you. Or just visit my website. Send me an email. That's probably better. Homemadepodcasts.com. If you're a business and you want to create some audio content for your website, hey, I can do that too. Homemadepodcasts.com. And if you want to advertise perhaps on this podcast, that would be pretty sweet. I'd like that a lot. Get in touch with me, hmbradio.com. Hit the contact section and you can get that info. I would love to work with you. All right, that's about, that does it for us here. That's the Homemade Broadcast for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you have not, please rate and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Hit the subscribe button. Give it a 5-star rating. Tell a friend. Word of mouth is your best form of advertising, so I appreciate that. Got some stickers still. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, that's great. Go spend some time with your family. I love you. I will talk to you next week. I hope you have a great one. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Take care.